Okay, so let's just dive right in. If you've spent any time at all with modern AI, you've probably, found an interface you like.
Oh, yeah, for
Maybe
sure.
it's ChatGPT, maybe something else. You get used to it, the history, how it looks. But then you hit this wall, right? You're completely locked into that one company's models.
Exactly. You're stuck. If a competitor releases a better model, you have to jump ship, learn a whole new interface, a new workflow.
It's just friction. And that's what kills productivity.
It's the definition of friction. The whole point of this digital transformation everyone's talking about is to remove that,
Yeah.
to give you control over the intelligence without forcing you to abandon the interface you love.
Precisely. So, what if you could keep that interface you like, but have the total freedom to plug in any AI brain you want? I mean, any of them, from a giant cloud model to a tiny one running just on your laptop.
And that idea, that shift from just being a consumer to becoming the conductor of your own AI orchestra, that's what we're really getting into today.
Before we unify all that power, we really want to give a huge shout-out to the supporter of this deep dive, SafeServer. SafeServer provides the hosting you need for this kind of flexible, open-source software, and they can really help with your whole digital transformation journey.
They're great for getting these powerful tools deployed right.
Yeah, if you want to maintain control and do it with confidence, you can find more information at www.safeserver.de.
So today, our source material is taking a deep dive into something called LibreChat. The sources call it an enhanced ChatGPT clone.
Which is a good starting point, but it's so much more. It's a completely open source application, and it's designed to be this ultimate customizable hub for all your AI conversations.
And for you listening to this, whether you're just starting out with AI or you're a seasoned developer, our mission here is pretty simple.
We want to help you understand how one single platform can unify this huge ecosystem of AI power. We'll show you the real practical benefits of that freedom and what it means for getting real work done without being locked into one vendor. Okay, let's start with the big idea, especially for a beginner. LibreChat. It looks and feels like the chat apps we all know.
Right, it's familiar. No steep learning curve.
But under the hood, it's an open source solution that connects to, well, virtually any major AI provider out there. It's like having a universal remote for the entire AI world.
And the first, most immediate benefit of that is, frankly, economic freedom. The sources really hammer this point home. You're not stuck paying $20 a month for a subscription to one service.
Right.
Instead, you can use LibreChat to connect directly to what are called pay-per-call APIs. You only pay for the exact amount of processing, the tokens you actually use.
So you can use the best, cheapest model for one task and a more powerful, expensive one for another, all from the same place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that flexibility is just critical. When we talk about which models it supports, we're not just talking about the usual suspects. I mean, yes, it covers the essentials.
You've got Anthropic's Claude, AWS Bedrock, OpenAI, Google.
Azure, OpenAI, Vertex AI, sure, that's table stakes now. But look at the models that are really making waves. Things like the next-gen GPT models, the latest from Gemini, DeepSeek, and especially the super-fast Grok API.
Mistral, too. So if a model is new and powerful, the goal is for this platform to be its front door.
That's the idea. And this brings up a key technical point, especially for a beginner wondering how this all works. The magic word here is custom endpoints.
Okay, so break that down. What does that actually mean?
Think of it like a universal power adapter for AI. LibreChat is built to use any API that's compatible with OpenAI standard. And right now, almost everyone is building their APIs to match that standard because it's become the default.
So it's like a universal socket.
It's a universal socket. This is how you can seamlessly plug in community projects like Llama, which lets you run models locally on your own machine, or services like OpenRouter and Cohere, all inside the same chat window. No extra software needed.
And that ability to bridge your own local machine with the cloud, the big enterprise stuff with open source projects, that's what makes this whole unification thing so powerful.
Right. So once you've solved that vendor lock-in problem, the next level is to make the AI smarter by giving it tools. And this gets us into what the sources call agent integration.
Okay, agents sounds a little sci-fi. For a beginner, what are we really talking about here?
Think of them as no-code custom assistants. They're not general helpers. They're specialized AI workflows that you train to do very specific, complex tasks automatically, like a virtual accountant who only knows how to process invoices.
I see. So you build these little specialists.
You do, and LibreChat builds a whole environment for them. There's an agent marketplace for sharing and finding agents the community has built. You can even share them privately with just your team.
And I see something here called the Model Context Protocol, or MCP.
Yeah, that's basically just a system that makes sure the agent knows which tools it's allowed to use. Can it access the code interpreter? Can it see uploaded files? The MCP manages those permissions.
Speaking of tools, let's talk about the one that always raises eyebrows. The Code Interpreter API. I mean, letting an AI write and run code on its own sounds risky.
It does sound risky, I agree. But the key word the sources emphasize is sandboxed.
Sandboxed.
The code is executed in a totally isolated environment. It's walled off completely. It has zero access to your personal files, your network, anything. This is a critical security feature that lets the AI safely test its own code or analyze data without putting you at risk.
And the range of languages it can handle in that sandbox is pretty impressive. It's not just Python.
Not at all. The sources list Node.js, Go, C and C++, Java, PHP, Rust, even Fortran.
Fortran, wow. That covers like every academic and enterprise setting imaginable.
And the practical use for this is seamless file handling. You can upload a big spreadsheet, tell the AI to clean up the data and run some analysis. It does all the work in the sandbox, and then you just download the finished file. No other apps needed.
And of course, no modern AI is complete without being able to search the web.
Right, because no model is perfectly up to date. But again, it's not just a simple web search. LibreChat combines multiple search providers, uses scrapers to pull in the actual content, and then uses something called a re-ranker.
A re-ranker.
Yeah, you can even customize it. It's a tool that analyzes all the search results and figures out which ones are the absolute most relevant and high quality. It's filtering the noise of the internet to give the AI only the best signal.
Okay, so we can connect to any model, we can give it tools. Now let's talk about actually managing the conversations. Because if you can switch between 20 different AI brains, things could get chaotic pretty fast.
Absolutely, and this is where the user experience really matters. The biggest time saver is a feature called presets.
Okay.
You can create, save, and share custom configurations. So if you need a sarcastic developer mode that uses the fast Grok model with a specific set of instructions, you set it up once, save it as a preset, and it's always one click away.
And you can share that preset with your team.
Exactly. So everyone is using the same prompt, the same settings. It's great for consistency.
And this leads to what might be my favorite feature for just workflow control, min-chat flexibility.
This is a big one.
You don't have to start a new chat just because your gas changes. You can be writing an email with Claude, then realize you need a bit of Python code.
And you just switch the endpoint to a GPT model preset right there in the same chat, get your code, and then switch right back to Claude to finish the email.
It all stays in one continuous conversation. It's brilliant.
And for really complex projects, it gets even more powerful with a feature called forking.
Forking. Okay, explain why that's so important for control.
Let's say you write a complex prompt and get a pretty good response, but you wonder, what if I'd asked that differently? Or what would a different model say?
Right, you don't want to lose the good response you already have.
Exactly. Forking lets you split the conversation at that exact point. You can create 2, 3, or more parallel threads to A-B test different prompts or models on the same context, all without messing up your main conversation. It makes experimenting totally lossless.
That's huge.
Yeah.
Now, moving into the visual side of things, let's talk about generative UI and these things called artifacts.
Yeah, this is cool. The AI isn't just generating plain text. It can generate usable components or artifacts.
So it's like what? Actual code?
Actual code, yes. Ready-to-use React components, HTML blocks, things like that. But also diagrams. It can generate mermaid diagrams right in the chat to visualize complex systems on the fly.
That would speed up prototyping and documentation so much.
Immensely. And, of course, you have all the creative tools, text-to-image, image-to-image, all integrated. It supports DALL-E 3 and 2, Stable Diffusion, Flux, or any custom server you might be running.
But the real test for a modern AI hub is multimodal power. Can it handle more than just text?
It has to. And, yes, you can upload and analyze images using powerful vision models like Claude 3, GPT-4o, and Gemini.
So I can upload a chart or a screenshot and just talk to the AI about it.
Yep. It sees the image and can discuss it with you right in the chat history. It's incredibly useful.
And for accessibility, for global teams, this is crucial. It has hands-free capabilities.
It does. It supports speech-to-text and text-to-speech using services from OpenAI, Azure, and 11 Labs. Plus, the whole user interface is multilingual Deutsch, Espanol, Holi, which really speaks to its global community-driven roots.
And that really brings us to the core identity of LibreChat. which is the open source advantage.
That's the foundation of all of this.
This isn't some proprietary black box where your data goes who knows where. It is completely open source, built in public with an MIT license, and it is fundamentally driven by its community.
And for a lot of people, especially businesses, that transparency is the number one feature. The code is public, which means anyone can audit it for security. You know exactly what the software is doing with your data.
Because it's open source, you get total deployment flexibility. You decide where this thing lives.
Exactly. You can configure a proxy, use a simple Docker container, or deploy it on the cloud. For ultimate privacy, you can run it completely locally on your own network, disconnected from the internet, and pair it with local models.
Total control.
Total control. And the sources are clear that this isn't just a hobby project. It's trusted by companies worldwide. It's production ready. It has all the enterprise features you'd expect, like multi-user support and secure authentication email, OAuth 2, LDAP, all of it.
And if you're an administrator managing a big team, the built-in tools are essential. It has moderation features and, maybe most importantly, token spend tracking tools.
That token tracking is a financial lifeline. Remember, you might be connected to 10 different vendors, each with a different pricing model. Trying to track those costs manually would be a nightmare.
I can't even imagine.
This feature pulls all that API usage into one single dashboard. It lets you see exactly what you're spending and where, so you can actually manage the budget for your entire AI orchestra.
The momentum behind it is clear, too. The sources mention over 31,000 GitHub stars, tons of Docker pulls. This is an active, evolving platform that a global community really depends on.
Yeah, it's the real deal.
So, to wrap up our mission here, LibreChat is really this ultimate synthesis. It gives you that familiar, easy-to-use chatbot interface you already know.
Right, the comfort.
But it grants you absolute power and customization underneath. It lets you pick the perfect AI tool, the right model, the right agent, the right interpreter for the right job, all in one place.
It really does change your role. You stop being just a user of one big AI brain, and you become the conductor, choosing the exact specialized intelligence you need for every single task. And that actually raises a pretty interesting challenge for all of us.
Go on.
Well, if you suddenly have this entire spectrum of AI tools at your fingertips, from the fast, cheap model to the slow, precise code expert, does that sheer volume of choice force us all to become much better, much more precise prompt engineers? Because now we know we can and should deploy the exact right tool for the job.
That's a fantastic point. More power requires more strategy. It's definitely something to think about as you explore this source material further.
Right.
We want to thank SafeServer one more time for supporting this deep dive into the world of AI customization and flexible hosting. You can start your own digital transformation and find more resources at www.safeserver.de.